Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. I'm excited to introduce you all today to Natalie Jill. Natalie is a globally recognized brand with well over 3 million social media followers. She's the author of 2 best-selling books, and she's recognized by Forbes as one of the top health and wellness influencers in the world. It was really fun sitting down with her and learning about her journey. She, in her late 30s, after building a successful business and life for herself, found herself going through some really challenging times and ending up broke. She lost her home, she lost her marriage, and she found herself gaining a lot of weight and just being extremely unhappy. She, in the last decade, has gotten into health and fitness, has been on the cover of over 11 magazines after the age of 40, and she talks about in this podcast how mastering her mindset is truly the way that she has created everything that has come into her life. She shares a 7-step process that I know you guys are going to get so much out of. So enjoy this episode, and please tag both me and her with your ahas, with your awarenesses, and with what you learn from creating something from nothing. Enjoy. All right, Natalie, I'm so excited to have you on. Welcome to the Soul of Business.
Excited to chat with you.
Yes, really excited to dive in. Natalie is a best-selling author and an entrepreneur, and she helps women level up their lives in all ways. And I'm so excited to get to know you and hear your story. We were introduced through a mutual friend, and I would love to just dive in and have you share with us your story.
Absolutely. Where should I start? Which story do you want?
Well, I personally am loving this one of where, how far you've come in the last 10 to 12 years
and
really reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
Let's start there.
So I always say I'm just like everybody else. And it's funny because people will look at me and they'll think I'm a best-selling author, or they'll say high performance coach or whatever it is that they're seeing online or saying, and they think that I always was that. And it's so funny to me because I'm really just like everybody else. And I mean that because when I got into this, I was actually a newly single mom. I was going through a divorce. This was back in 2007, 2008. And what was happening in the US, a lot of people listening remember this, the housing market had crashed, the stock market had crashed. A lot was going on wrong with the economy. And I was really in the thick of it. I was somebody who had done everything right my whole life. So I call right. I had, you know, I'd gone to college. I had the good job. I put the 20% down on the house. I got married, had the white picket fence. I did all the things, all the checklist things. And it never fully felt fully satisfying. And I didn't know why until it really fell apart. So when all that happened, when the stock market had crashed and everything had changed, and I found myself going through a divorce, I had no place to hide. And what I mean is I had always checked off all the things, had the people in my life, the things. But now here I was, overweight, depressed, broke, in debt, scared, and really no one to turn to because no one knew me as broken. Everyone saw me as having it all together, and I had to keep up that facade, or I had this story I made up that I had to keep up this facade. Yeah. So that's who I was. And it was my first taste of actually being real and vulnerable because at the time I was 36 years old, and I literally felt so totally depressed and had nothing to lose that I, out of desperation, turned to Facebook, which had maybe 100 high school friends at the time, not the following I have today.
Oh my gosh.
And I shared on there, hey guys, I don't know where to turn, but this is what I'm going through. And I'm not writing here to mope. I'm writing here to say for accountability, I'm going to turn it all around. And I'm going to start sharing here what I'm eating and what I'm doing to turn my life around. And if you want to follow along and encourage me, amazing. So that's how it all started.
What was the like inner experience that you had to have the courage to be vulnerable like that when you were really like
you know, broken apart.
Yeah. So I'm going to use a word that I now know have a very different meaning for this word. I didn't really fully understand this, what it was then, but it was the idea of surrendering. Like I literally had nothing left to lose. And it was so bad that it was just, I had to surrender. Like there was nothing I could control. There's nothing I could do. And that leveled me where I really had nothing left to lose. So why not? So I just shared. Yeah. And it's interesting because I did not fully get the lesson in surrender right then, because yes, I formed a business. I had a lot of growth, but I feel the universe has a way of checking you if you don't fully get the lesson at one time. And, you know, even years later, I've had more setbacks and lessons to get me to that place where I say I finally am starting to get it.
All right. Well, we're going to go deep here because this is called the soul of business.
Yeah.
In your, what are you surrendering to?
Yes, to yourself, to being present, to being who you are, to being versus doing, to living, to being human. I think that a lot of us, me included, walk around mask on. Like we do. We try to control everything. We try to look a certain way, be a certain way, show up a certain way. And that doesn't work in life. It's not living. That's just a series of doing and checking things off the list. And that's not what I believe that we're here for. And that's not living. And I think when we get caught up in that, if we don't realize it or take a practice like meditation or something to understand this and start living, then things will happen to you. You'll get sick. You'll have a setback. Something will happen, because I hear this lesson over and over and over again with women, but sometimes it took like a massive setback, like a huge health scare to get to that point.
Right. So oftentimes they say like spirit like knocks on our door. And if we don't listen, he hits you over the, you know, whatever the spirit is, whatever you believe in, like
for sure,
knock over with a pan. And if not, like the door is coming down, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's like at what point and what experience do you need to have in order to fully listen?
Yes.
And so here you are, broken, surrendering, you know, sharing on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So then what happened was I was sharing my meals and people loved them. They were like, what are you eating? This is amazing. And I started developing this little following. I had no agenda. I was just sharing and I was being myself. And the next thing I knew is people were saying, you should create a recipe book. And I was like, how do I make a recipe book? I don't have a clue. And somebody said, you should make an ebook. And I remember Googling, what's an ebook? Like, I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. So I took my BlackBerry phone at the time with these weird food pictures I had, and I made a PDF file and I put it on Facebook and I sold it for like $10. And it was one of those things where I said, okay, I made a recipe book, $10, people would send me an email. I would send them a PayPal link and then I would send them the file. And I was like ecstatic because I'd sell like three of these a day and it was incredible. And people love my little recipe book. And so I thought this is awesome. I mean, $30 extra a day to a broke single mom was like incredible. So then my body starts changing because I'm eating this way and I'm starting to see the power of creating visions, and I decide that I am going to go for being a fitness model. Now, I didn't know then that like fitness models make no money, but I just thought like, I'm getting fit. I have abs now. Like I should be a fitness model. And I remember friends like sort of laughing at me. Nobody wants an older, like late 30 fitness model. Like who wants that? But I started really seeing this idea behind vision and stating what you want, and it happened. I became a fitness model and I was sharing this on social media also. And then the next question was like, how did you put your recipes together to get the body like that? So I sat down another weekend and I wrote what was called at the time my 7-day jumpstart. I wrote it on a PDF also, made a PDF, put it back on there, $35, same thing, no sales page, no Facebook ads, no sales copy. I don't know what the heck I was doing. That product turned into several million dollars, that ebook. And the reason it did is I shared so real, like this is what I did. I was connecting with people. It wasn't marketing. It was true. I say a true salesperson is actually somebody who helps people. And that's what I was. I was helping people. I was offering a solution. I was relatable. And that product took off. It launched my whole business. It's now a best-selling book in stores, that book.
So that's amazing and so inspiring. And I'm guessing that it wasn't like $1 million right out of the gate.
No, not at all. But it was like six figures right out of the gate. Like within that first few months, it was crazy. And the reason it was is I learned to automate. I had a boyfriend then, who's now my husband, who helped me automate it, who helped me figure that out. We got a little bit better with the process. But what was key is that women would have such great results in 7-day jumpstart, and they would lose the bloat and get their energy back and feel amazing for this $35. If they would send me a Facebook message and say, oh my gosh, Natalie, you changed my life. This is incredible. I lost the weight. I feel so good. This is incredible. And I would say, oh my gosh, Heidi, that's amazing. I'm can I share this? It's so inspirational for others. And I would do that and I would write, who is next? And it just kept spreading and my Facebook took off and grew. And this is before all the people on social media with their eBooks and their sales pages and their, none of that was happening at the time.
Right. So if someone's listening to this and going, that's amazing that you created this and it took off, but what do I do now? Like, how do I even get started and go viral? What do you think that person?
Yeah. So you don't do it with the intention to go viral. That's first and foremost. Instead, you think, what is my unique ability? What is my gift? And how did I figure out, how can I use my unique ability and my gift to solve a problem for people? That's the only really big question to ask yourself. All the rest is fluff. Like if you ask yourself that and you stay there, you will take off. I've found time and time again in my business, I've had lots of failures and lots of successes. Time and time again, all of my successes came from a real problem that I went through that I vulnerably shared and walked my audience through it with a solution. That's how every success happened. Anytime I went and hired like a whole marketing team and like did all the stuff and like that never worked. that never worked for me.
Oh my God, girl, you are like preaching to the choir. I love what you were saying. I talk about this all the time. It's like follow the inner intuition, follow your own inner knowing. Don't worry about how the entire thing is going to work out.
Yep.
You have to just stay focused on like, what is the next step in front of you?
Yes. And ask for help. Like, don't be afraid. Like so many people are scared to go on and ask for help. Or like I get people don't want a Debbie Downer. So I understand not wanting to be a Debbie Downer, but there's ways to do things that don't make you a Debbie Downer. Like you can say, I'm going through some stuff right now. This is what I'm trying to figure out. Is anyone else walking this with me? Like you can still connect with people and ask those questions. You don't have to have it all figured out ahead of time.
You don't have to have it all figured out and you will not have it all figured out.
Correct.
Thinking that you will ever is just like, it never will happen.
Absolutely.
So it's like this first ebook went viral. Now there's been several books and like a huge audience, and should walk us through your experience.
So lots of pivots. So I grew my business initially by literally solving problems. So 7-day jumpstart, their original recipe book. And then, then next thing was people wanted to know workouts. But they wanted to know how to work out at home on a budget. So I created workout DVDs and body weight workouts, and that took off. So I kept building as people told me what they needed. That's how I built my business. Then what went wrong in my business, a big lesson for me and for everybody else, is I didn't know how to run a business. I had no clue how to run a business. I didn't know how to ask for mentors or hire coaches. I didn't know that world. I just thought, I'm good at business because it happened to take off. I got lucky. Yeah. So I did a lot of things wrong, like meaning I threw money at the wrong people. I hired people without a process. I delegated too early. I delegated the wrong things. So I spent a lot of money making a lot of mistakes. And then when things were going wrong, instead of looking at myself, I blamed everybody else. Like, oh, it's the wrong person. It's the wrong this. So I had a few years of doing a lot wrong. And during that doing a lot wrong, I also made too many products. At one point, I went from having like one message, 1 to 2 products to like now I have 19 products and people are so confused. They don't know what to get. So I looked online, like I had all my stuff together, like big, my following's growing. I have all these products like, oh, she's doing so well. I was not doing so well. Like, yes, maybe I was bringing in revenue. I certainly was not profitable. And I certainly was not feeling good or happy or like why I got into this. So I had a big disconnect there for a while, Now, granted, I did a lot of things right, like PR wise and making the right connections. I've always been good at networking. I really do care about people. So when I do connect, I'm great with that. But I did a lot of things wrong. So in hindsight, I would have not done things that way. I would have taken the time to hire a business coach, to learn the right process. So lots of things went wrong. My business never went from like here to there. It was like boom, 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 like that.
But that's everyone's experience, right? Like I don't think anyone is on just the scale that just goes up and up and up.
Yes.
Every single person is.
But I think people think that they are. People think that others do that, and that's not normal.
They do. Yes, and it's important to tell the real story of like the ups and the downs and the bad coaches or the good coaches or the bad investments or So at what point did you go, okay, I need support, I need the right coach, I need the right
Yeah. So I think from even at the beginning with the mistakes, I knew I needed support. I just didn't look at like, what's the right support? Like I thought I just have to hire people to do things for me. What I really needed to do was hire people to learn. and to teach me, like, hire, like, how do you hire people? Like, why instead of hiring people, I should have learned how to hire people. like I wasn't, you know, I came from corporate America where I only would focus on one thing and someone else paid all the bills. Right. So I didn't understand that. So I would have joined maybe a mastermind initially, if I, knowing what I know now, really gotten a good mentor and the right strategy in place, instead of just thinking I knew what I was doing because I would read a book, you know, and doing that. I also would have stayed super focused and relevant to whatever I was walking through, because I think that's another mistake. If we try to do things based on, oh, the marketing or someone else is doing this, that doesn't work. When you stick in your lane with what you're actually walking through and know, that is what works.
Let's unpack that a little bit, because that's something I think that people think, oh, the answer is outside of me and somebody else knows what I should do.
Yeah.
And so when you say stay in your lane and stay right where you are, tell me more about that.
So, okay. So for instance, for a long time, I had a big following because I had abs. Like, a big part of my business at one point was literally because I had abs. I was ripped. I had a six pack. Everyone wanted abs. So I was like, okay. So I sold things about abs. That was my messaging. Well, that's not who I am anymore. I don't look at myself as somebody who, like, yes, I do have abs, but that's, I'm so much more than that. And that's not what I'm walking through right now. I'm not 30 in my 30s anymore. I am 47. I am aging. I'm in a different place in my life. My daughter, I can't say I'm a new single mom because she's now 12. So that's not who I am anymore. So if I stick in that lane of like, I'm gonna show you how to get a six pack and be a new single mom that works out at home. Like that was my message then. That's not who I am now. So if I were to keep going with that message, that would not work, because that's not what I'm walking through. Instead, what I'm walking through is aging. Like, what does a 47-year-old deal with? What does perimenopause look like? What do people that have business failures, how do they level up their life? Like, those are the places that I'm walking through right now. So that's what I'm diving into and teaching.
So evolving your brand and your messaging with where you're at the time.
Yes. Yes.
And so what I heard you just share was physical, you know, experiences, age, body, mothering. How does that work from a mental perspective? And you, I know you do a lot of mindset coaching.
Yeah. Yeah. So
forward.
Mm-hmm. So what I found, the commonality with every program, every person I've worked with, that came to me, whether it was for fat loss or nutrition or their health, or they wanted like help with business. Cause at one time I was all over the place. I was doing like everything. So I was helping with their business, their brands. I was doing way too much. But the commonality with all of it was not about a task list. It was about their mindset. So I really realized that for people to lose weight, earn more income, create a better relationship, whatever it is that they were after, it was really these fundamental things in changing your mindset. And there's a formula that I see. It's like making a decision. It's creating a vision. The same stuff I did initially when I created 7-Day Jumpstart. I did those things myself. I created a vision. I decided. There's a process. So to me, to not teach that theme in my programs is doing a disservice, because it's not telling the truth. If I give someone just a nutrition plan or just a workout to do, that is not the whole picture, because the bigger part of it is that mindset piece.
So at this point, are you teaching mindset to people and they can use it in any area of their life?
Yes. However, like, I'm sharing that on this podcast, and when anyone interviews me, they hear that. But if I go marketing on Facebook, come work with me to change your mindset, no one's going to come over. Like, you gotta get people with what they want. You gotta meet them where they are, and then you give them what they need. So yeah, so I'm still marketing workouts, abs, flat belly, all the things, and they're gonna get mindset with me. That's a big, and anyone that's done any of my programs, they're always gonna say the biggest transformation they got from it was their shift in mindset.
Yeah, I do the same thing with business. It's like, yeah, come in with your business, and then we talk.
Yeah, make lots of money.
Yeah,
and then I go in here. Let's talk about your childhood.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So will you share with us that 7-step process that you walk people through?
Yeah. And I say 7-step, but there's a little bit, it could be a little bit more than that sometimes, but let me give you the general idea behind it. And, and by the way, there's a critical part of the story I left out that I want to share real quick. So about a year and a half ago, my business was again in another one of those like down negative things. And I couldn't wrap my mind around creating, what is next? What am I going to create? And I'd made a lot of bad financial decisions with the wrong coaches, the wrong everything. I just had made a lot of bad decisions, and I was feeling really beat up and broken, and I was stuck. And I was like, how in the heck do people create when they feel like this? Like, I get that businesses have failures. I get that entrepreneurs have ups and downs, but how do you create when you're there? So I created a podcast. It's another example of creating what you're walking through, called Leveling Up, Creating Everything from Nothing, because I wanted to interview people specifically on that. Like, how did you, in your failure and hardship, create everything from nothing? So I literally did that. And what's so crazy, Heidi, is I noticed these same themes in everyone I interviewed. I've done over 100 interviews. the same steps. They might word them different, but it's the same steps. And it was like a light bulb for me that, oh my gosh, it's this simple. It's these steps.
This is it. I've got it. I just have to start teaching this to every person I meet.
Yes. So let me give you, and I know everyone listening is going to hear themselves in a lot of this, but the number one first thing is you have to make a decision. So it's deciding. It's like fully deciding that you are ready to make a shift. Not like I'm going to try or I might or nothing works for me. It's like drawing a line in the sand. This, I'm broke and I'm not going to be anymore. Drawing a line in the sand, I'm overweight and I'm not going to be anymore. I'm single and I'm miserable and I'm not going to be that anymore. Like you have to literally draw a line in the sand that you are ready to change. That's number one. The next thing is you have to have a vision. You have to know where it is you want to go. When I can't tell you how many times I've asked someone, what do you want? And they say, I just want to be happy. Well, it's not where you want to go. I want to know, where do you want to go?
Because so what do you tell someone that doesn't know where they want to go? They're like, I don't know.
Then we're going to figure that out. You start with what you don't want. Mm-hmm. And I would rather you put your energy there for a year before you start just doing stuff. Cause if you don't know where you want to go, you're going to end up in a mess. So that example, back to my business was growing. I had no idea where I wanted to go. I didn't know what I wanted to be living, how I wanted to feel, how I wanted to be working. Next thing you know, I'm working 80 hours a week and have all these people working out of my house. I'm miserable because I never thought about, where do I want to go? So get really clear on what is it you want? Like, where do you want, how do you want to be spending your day? How do you want to be feeling? What kind of people do you want in your life? What do you want your schedule to be like? Think that through first and before you start putting stuff together. Because if you don't know that, you don't know where the heck you're going to end up. So number two is a vision. Get very clear on where you want to go.
Love it.
Number three would be a driving core motivator. Like, what is it that you want, but why? Not just what do you want, but why do you want it? Like, what does that mean to you? Because what you're going to find when you really do this driving core motivator, I call it a Natalieism, these like little terms I use. The driving core motivator is basically like 10 levels deep on a why. It's like your real reason behind why it is that you want something. And if you don't do that work to get there, then I'll tell you, you're never going to get to your goal because you're not going to feel like it. Something's going to come up that makes you not feel like it, and you're not going to move in that direction. So you've got to get crystal clear on the driving core motivator behind that. You've got to get clear on that.
Love it.
The next thing is,
When you said like the 10 levels down on the big why, on the why,
yeah.
I have a visual in my mind because Gary Keller talks about that. And you know, he literally goes one step with them. Will you share your,
yeah. So like, okay, so I'm going to relate it to weight loss for a minute because that's what I typically built this around. So somebody comes to me and they say, I want to lose weight. And then I say, well, why? Well, I want to be skinny. Okay. Why? Well, because I don't like how I feel. Okay. But why? Well, every morning when I get up and I go in my closet, I like stare there for like 15 minutes and I get depressed because I feel like anything I put on, I'm not going to look cute and I'm going to feel bad about myself. Okay. So then what happens? Well, then I just feel frumpy and I wear something that just doesn't do justice and I don't feel cute and I feel old and I feel frumpy. Okay. And then what happens? Well, then I don't feel confident and I'm in a bad mood and I'm snapping at people. And then I go to work and I'm not like present or focused. I'm sitting here thinking about how I don't like how I look and I'm looking at other people and they're making me mad and I'm snapping at people. Okay. And then what happens? Well, then people think I'm a bitch at work. They don't like me. And I find that I'm not getting invited places and I'm not having fun in my life. Okay. And then what happens? Well, then I feel like all I'm doing is like picking out this list every day and going to work and like being in a bad mood and then coming home and feeling like junk. So then I whip out the wine and I'm drinking wine by myself. And then what happens? Well, then I just feel gross and I'm super not productive and I feel like I'm wasting my time and I start scrolling social media and I see people achieving great things and I feel lonely and isolated and I'm bad about myself. Okay. So I've already gone just in that like 8-level sleep. So do you see where I'm going? You're going to get to the root of it. And what we would find with that person is likely they want their confidence back or they want to feel connected. They want a social life. That's your driving core motivator.
And do you find that in humanity, there's about probably somewhere between 2 and 5 core whys that almost everyone fits into?
So I don't know, maybe I don't know that I've ever looked at it that deep, but I think that it goes back to that word surrender and who we're meant to be. I think typically things fall back to the people want to feel love. They want to feel connection. They want to have a purpose. So I think like, within those words and that, what you just asked me is going to challenge me to dig deeper on that. But I think that yes, in those places that's at our core and what we want and what we need. And it's very surface level to think we just want to lose 5 pounds. You know, it's funny, Heidi, I have this community I'm starting, that opens this fall. And it's aging in reverse. It's a community around aging in reverse. And when I first had the vision for this is so funny how this changes. My first initial vision for it was going to be this place for women to look better. Like, we're going to have plastic surgeons and dermatologists and, you know, all the cutting edge stuff and like fashion. And it was all that, like, for the aging woman, like, how do we look better? And I don't want that as my vision anymore. And the reason why is that's just more control. Like, that's just about controlling more. And it controls an illusion. So yes, I will just like give people, you know, sell them what they want, give them what they need. I will still have an element of that. Cause I care. My hair is not gray. Like, I care. I want those things. And there's a way bigger picture. So I'm more committed to having women feel comfortable in their own skin. So they have love, connection, purpose, all those things again. And they don't necessarily need to control everything that we can't control.
I love it. Number four.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Number four is people on the bus, I call it. So who are you collecting in your life? And what are you collecting in your life? So many times we're stuck in this depression or this rut, and we're like in the same circle of people. Like, we're reading the same stuff, listening to the same stuff. We have the same negative people in our lives, not believing in us. So you're not going to uplevel your life when you're there. So the next thing is, who are you surrounding yourself with so you can really uplevel yourself and level yourself up? But you've got to surround yourself with that.
Become who you hang around. Beautiful.
Yeah. You become the sum of exactly who you're hanging around. Always.
So strong.
Yeah. So the next thing is, I would say it's called kill the fat. So I say I kill fat for a living, and fat is not just the fat on our bodies. It's what I call false assumed truths. So false assumed truths are things that you have believed about yourself for no reason other than you just were told that that's something. So that's like, you go to the doctor and they say, you know what? You are diagnosed with this, you're going to gain 30 pounds. Well, like, there's no proof of that, but now you're like believing I'm going to gain 30 pounds. So you do. Or you're told people like you don't make money, or that idea has already been done before, or I can't trust people. Everyone scams me. Like, those are false assumed truths, and they're holding you back in life. And we all have to kill that fat. We have to recognize what that is and kill it if we want to shift and change.
Amazing. Reframing limiting beliefs.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, but I got your own spin.
I make my own names of everything.
I love it. It's so good.
By the way, no idea is original. I'm not taking credit for limiting beliefs or you're finding your why or any of that. But here's what I will tell entrepreneurs: do use your own terms for things. Like, why not? Like, the whole goal of learning something and like anything I teach, by the way, you're welcome to share. Like, the whole idea of learning and embodying something and teaching is so it gets spread on. So every idea has been done before, but you still can put your own frame on it. So that's what I do that all the time with my own words.
It's smart. It's a smart marketing move to put your own terms on it and your own labels. And so it's genius. I love it.
Thank you. The next thing is new thoughts and actions. So basically, you can be an entirely different person a year from now by creating new thoughts and actions. So you have to think different thoughts and take different actions if you want to change your life. Like, you have to do those things. So you can't solve a problem. You can't get to the next level with the same thoughts that got you to right here, right now. So it's changing your thoughts and your actions. I guess that would be six and seven is thoughts and actions.
So Natalie, this is so beautiful and so brilliant. And if someone is sitting here going, God, like, she literally recreated her life and she continues to recreate her life and build this community and grow, like, when someone is just like at the very beginning and they look at someone like you that has created and done so much.
Yeah.
How do they get themselves like going? How do they get the momentum started?
Yeah. You literally just start. So I'll tell you, like, anything that I have done is not because of my momentum or what I've built and all those things. So like, I created $3 million from an ebook that I made on my BlackBerry phone. Like, I didn't have a following. I didn't have anyone. So you don't need a big following. You just need a message that's real to you. So every time I have a failure in my business, I go back to these lessons. And I'm doing it right now. I'm literally doing it right now with my Aging in Reverse community, with something I'm doing in my podcast. Like, I go back to these methods and start over from scratch. And if people think, well, she has an audience, it doesn't work that way. Like, just because I have 3 million people following me for fat loss, one, they don't all see my posts. Like, they definitely don't all. And do you think they are interested in my new message? Not all. No. It's like, it's even worse than starting over sometimes. They're like, wait, where's your exercises? Like, sometimes it's worse. It's a harder battle sometimes. So you're in an amazing spot. Like, if you're listening and you are literally starting from the beginning, you have the whole flipping world. Like, you're lucky.
You don't have a community to please. You can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want. Yes.
I love it. Natalie, how can people find you and what are some final thoughts that you want to share with this audience?
Amazing. I guess a couple of different places. One, my podcast, it's Leveling Up, Creating Everything from Nothing. Surprisingly, it does well in health, but it's like top ranked in self-help for this reason, because it's about how to level up and create everything from nothing. So you can find that on anywhere podcasts are. My new book is called Aging in Reverse, bookstores everywhere. And then my website is Natalie Jill Fitness and social media, Natalie Jill Fit.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.